There's something you should know about Eid. Eid is here. You know what that means. Wishing you an early, on time, late Eid Mubarak, depending on your time zone, which country's moon you prefer, and your marja. Let's put those things aside because they're just not focus a bubble. Eid is the day to say Eid Mubarak to all your friends and family, even the relatives you don't like.
Yeah.
Even the horrible ones?
Yeah, them too.
Hey, they all give Eidi, don't they? Even the really stingy ones and every little help.
Hey! This isn't even money! This is a mushroom!
I was gonna make a pizza joke there, but would have been too cheesy.
Now, many people wonder, why do we celebrate Eid at the end of the month of Ramadan? Are we glad that the holy month is now over?
Are we happy because we can now eat and drink in the day?
No! Ask the Muslim next to you.
In the holy month of Ramadan, some of us may have found it tougher than beef steak, and some of us may have found it easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But however we found it, whenever somebody asks us, are you glad it's now over? I bet we'll say no. Isn't that cool? We miss the days of the month of Ramadan, and we wish we could have made more of it. One Muslim was actually crying on Eid day. We asked him, hey, are you really that sad that the month of Ramadan is over? Do you know what he said?
He said, no, I'm crying because we're one day closer to the next Ramadan.
I joke. But on a serious note, the actual reason we celebrate Eid is not because we're glad that the holy month is over, but because we are thankful to Allah for helping us and giving us the strength to carry out His commands in the blessed month. You see, fasting becomes wajib, compulsory, on anybody who fulfills these conditions. They've reached adulthood, they're sane, they have physical strength, they're conscious, i.e. they're not in a coma or something, they're not traveling, they're not in the state of ask your parents or your marja, when fasting is not harmful to one's health, and when fasting is not extremely difficult. And that means extremely difficult.
But again, ask your marja.
The point here is that we thank Allah for giving us all these things. And even for those who are not able to fast for one or more of the mentioned reasons, some were sick, some were traveling, they still felt the blessings of the noble month of Ramadan. The mercy and the blessings, the forgiveness and the generosity of Allah were still being showered down upon them. It's for all these things that we give thanks to Allah. Now, what better way to give thanks than to give in the way of the poor? Charity, zakat. Imam Khamenei reminds us of the verse, and whoever is protected from the stinginess of his soul, it is those who will be successful. Zakat must break our internal greed and avarice. It obliterates our attachment to money and material luxuries. A thankful person is rarely stingy, so we should train our hearts to become thankful this Eid. And any act of worship that we do, whether it's charity or prayers or fasting, should always be done out of thankfulness. Imam Khomeini, in his book 40 Hadith, reminds us of the hadith, which says, one night that the Messenger of Allah was with Aisha, she said to him, O Messenger of Allah, why do you exhaust yourself when God has forgiven you your former and latter sin? The Holy Prophet would pray to Allah to the point of exhaustion. Nobody in the history of the human race has ever worshipped Allah like the Holy Prophet. In fact, it's safe to say that not a single night or day in the life of the Holy Prophet ever passed without him worshipping Allah with full intensity. Why would he do that if he's the Prophet of God? He's been guaranteed heaven and he's not gonna go to hell, is he? So why? The Holy Prophet replied, O Aisha, shouldn't I be a grateful servant? The Holy Prophet worshipped Allah purely out of gratefulness. Imam Ali explains this more in The Noble Saying, where he explains that there are three kinds of worshippers. One of them worships Allah out of the desire for Allah's reward. This is the worship of traders. Then there are those who worship Allah out of fear of punishment. This is the worship of the slave. And then there are those who worship Allah out of gratitude and thankfulness to Him. This is the true worship, the worship of free men. You think you're doing Allah a favor by being grateful to Him? Ha! Allah doesn't get anything out of your thankfulness. You do. The Holy Quran reminds us that if you are thankful, Allah will give you more.
But wait, what actually is thankfulness?
It's to really realize what Allah has given us.
To feel it.
To appreciate it. To know that Allah did not have to give to you, and yet
He gave you all these blessings. Have you ever thought about that? Your lungs, your name, your parents, your upbringing, your teeth, your eyes, your hands, your ability to think. Could you ever thank Allah enough? When the glass of water is presented to us, when was the last time we gave thanks for it? Have you ever just looked at the food on your plate and thought, I don't want to start just yet. I want to thank Allah first. Have you ever brought the food or the water close to your lips, but then paused for just a moment and said, ah, I wish I could just thank Allah one more time before I consume this? That is thankfulness. And a person who has true thankfulness in their heart is guaranteed paradise. According to a noble hadith, verily one who takes the vessel containing water, brings it to his mouth, then takes God's name, then drinks from it, then draws it away while desiring it, then praises God, then drinks from it again, then takes it away while he desires it, praises God, then drinks from it again, then sets it aside and praises God, God Almighty and Glorious makes the paradise obligatory for him. Do you know how much better that glass of water tastes to a person who is thankful to it, as opposed to the guy who's not thankful at all, and he just drinks the water and chucks it away? Didn't taste anything. You have to feel thankfulness. And there's one major thing in which gratitude truly lies, upon which we need to focus all year round, not just in the month of Ramadan. And that is to abstain from all forms of sins. The noble hadith tells us that gratitude for God's favors lies in abstaining from what he has made unlawful. That's focus of bubbles. So this Eid, remember everything that we have gone through this Shah Ramadan. Remember the prayers that we have made in these nights of destiny. Strive now to achieve those goals which you have prayed for sincerely. And every step of the way, show thankfulness. And remember that when you are thankful, Allah will always give you more. Ah, big shout out to everyone who joined the Al Quds Day rally. May Allah bless you, and remember, stay strong, because we have a long way to go before the liberation of Palestine and the return of Imam Mahdi.